broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for June 12th in the year of our Lord, 2017. This is our one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio and throughout our lives and the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, ladies and gentlemen, we use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America. That is our guide. We also are convinced the checks and balances wisely put in place by the founders, brilliant, and one of the great solutions to the peaceful restoration of the freest country on the face of the earth. America's got problems, but we celebrate our victories. And we still know that, hey, we believe this country's prepared as a bastion of freedom, a light on the hill in preparation for the Savior Jesus Christ to return to the earth. We're going to be part of it. Hope you are too. LibertyRoundtable.com, LibertyNewsRadio.com, and LibertyNewsDaily.com are key websites to promote God, family, and country everywhere we go. A quick recap of Friday's broadcast. We had on our guest, Northern Idaho, Representative Heather Scott. She's North Idaho's district 1A representative, does a great job. Two websites, voteheatherscott.com and repheatherscott.com. And she talks about all powers in the people and our rights come from God. How many reps say that blatantly, folks? She talks about the gravy train party versus the average American citizens. Boy, is she spot on that. The Democrat-Republican lie is gone. It's the insiders versus the rest of us, or the gravy train party versus the citizens. Idaho, believe it or not, just so you know, is divided into 35 legislative districts. They each have one representative and two representatives and one senator. There are no term limits for either chamber. That's kind of interesting. We also talked, in addition to the two-hour interview with Heather Scott, about several other topics. We talked about Idaho, talked about what she learned, talked about how she wasn't into politics at all, but she got into politics, didn't know what she was doing, had a rude awakening. She realizes how corrupt it is, how there's sexual promiscuity at the heart of it all. Sex and money seems to drive politics, even on the local levels. We talked about Mr. Comey and Donald Trump's battle. Comey literally blatantly said no. Trump did not ask me to stop the investigation, but he talked out of both sides of his mouth. No, he didn't ask me to do that, but I felt undue pressure. Comey walking a very fine line. Because, for example, Mr. Comey admitted in the Senate Intelligence Committee hearing that he blatantly leaked memos about his meetings with Donald Trump through a third-party friend in hopes the leaks would get to the press. And lawyers are now questioning the legality of that release. Comey blatantly saying Trump lied in public. And behind the scenes, he worked hard to violate the norms designed to protect the rule of law. So you got weird stuff going on here, and it's hard to know who's who. But Comey saying Donald's playing games here, but no, he didn't blatantly do this or that. Donald walking a fine line, Comey walking a fine line. The showdown's going on. McCain trying to get in the middle of it. Poor old, I should say, old John McCain acts confused, asks very strange questions of Comey. He blames that he watched sports too late. The question is John lost it? John's not even in the game here anymore. Poor old John McCain. These guys need to retire. But again, what's to stop them from serving forever, huh? Anyway, long story short, the battle between Comey and Trump continues. We'll break that down more as the broadcast unfolds. But the second hour, we continued our discussions with Heather Scott, Northern Idaho's representative. We talked about the Boise situation. That's a big old scandal. Go check out Heather's website to learn more about that. But it's a big scandal regarding sexual promiscuity and affairs. And anyway, repheatherscott.com for more details on that. She's just calling it the Boise situation. We also talked about growingfreedomforidaho.com, an incredible website to keep you up on what the citizens are doing. Growingfreedomforidaho.com. We ought to have websites like that for every state in the union, by the way. We talked about the idea of that website is less government, lower taxes, more freedom, and more transparency. Boy, do we need that in every state, every city, every county, and at the federal level in government. The more we'd have that, the more liberty and freedom and accountability and less spending would create. Show up, speak up, stand up are the ideas to get involved. Show up, speak up, and stand up. We need more people doing that all over the country. Many people tell me, we've tried everything, Sam. It's just curtains for the country. I don't agree with that. I reject that notion. We need less government, lower taxes, more freedom, more transparency. In order to get that, we need people to show up, speak up, and stand up. And we just don't have enough people doing it. That's the problem. Look, we try to run an award-winning broadcast in Liberty Roundtable, the talk show. We try to run a radio network, Liberty News Radio, well-known talk show hosts around the clock. We run a news service, libertynewsdaily.com. And man, we run it on an absolutely, I used to say a thin dime, but it's become a thin penny these days. Not enough Americans are even willing to donate and participate in the solutions, folks. We do our very best to bring out what's really going on. We bring our best or do our best to bring people to the round table to really let you know who's who, who's doing what, what's going on. All of us working together. But there's just not enough support, especially financial. There's a couple of us behind the scenes that fund it all. And without the one or two or three or four or five or ten, I use that small number because it changes. Sometimes it's one person, sometimes it's five. But without the funding of the very, very, very few, we wouldn't even have the money to be on the air, folks. I'm not just trying to tell you a sob story or beg for cash, but I am saying if you want these services to continue, we need financial support. LibertyRoundtable.com, LibertyNewsRadio.com, and LibertyNewsDaily.com. All right, that's a recap of Friday's broadcast with Heather Scott. We covered a wide range of topics. News the networks refuse to use today starts now. Brought to you by Raw Honey, delivered directly to your door. To learn more, get a hold of Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com or call 801-669-2211 and say, I'd like Raw Honey delivered to my door. By the way, if you're a GiveMeLibertyFund.com member, he'll even give you a discount on Raw Honey delivered to your door. To learn more, get a hold of Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com or 801-669-2211. Speaking of Kurt, welcome to the broadcast, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
You're welcome, sir. Hope you had a delightful weekend. The battle between Comey and Trump continues. So Comey said Trump didn't really, well, tell me to quit investigating, but, and there's a lot of confusion about what Donald did and didn't do. Comey walking a very fine line. But the bottom line, the summation of it is it's a showdown between James Comey and Donald Trump, Kurt. And what's weird is you don't know who's who, because the Democrats hated Comey when he was looking at Clinton. Now they love Comey, now that he's looking at the Donald. And Donald and Comey both calling each other liars. And at first you think it's a reality TV show. You think it's just the blame game and business as usual in Washington. And that may all be true. However, the plot thickens, because now Donald Trump said Comey is lying to the Senate. Again, Trump accuses Comey of literally lying to the Senate. Now, the watchdog over at Judicial Watch is saying that Comey's testimony proves that he's a, quote, dirty cop and has broken his oath to the Constitution. Christopher Farrell, he's a Judicial Watch leader, basically making the claim. He's the director of investigations, right, Amber Athey. So you got this battle going on here where, you know what, if Donald did give an order to Comey, he shouldn't be doing that. If Comey literally did leak this information and lie to the Senate, somebody's going to get in trouble, you would think. Now, the headline from LibertyNewsDaily.com, tipped off from a Breitbart story, has reality to it. Then here's the deal, Kurt. Deep state asserts its supremacy. Deep state asserts its supremacy. So here's the deal. President Trump reportedly told James Comey, quote, I hope you can see your way clear. to letting this go, to letting Flynn go. He's a good guy. James Comey then told the Senate Judiciary Committee, or they call it the Intelligence Committee, I guess, that he understood this to be an order from President Trump to end the investigation into Michael Flynn. Comey said that he met with his FBI leadership and he decided not to comply with the order and to not tell anyone at the Department of Justice. There are two conclusions that you can draw from this, folks. I'm going to recap it in seconds. This is complicated, but pay attention here because this is where the deep state asserts itself, folks. Breitbart and Liberty News Daily are correct.
The outlook wasn't brilliant for the Mudville Nine that day. The score stood 4-2, one inning more to play. Then all 5,000 throats recoiled upon the flat for Casey. Mighty Casey was advancing to the bat. Close by the sturdy batsman, the ball, unheeded, sped.
That ain't my style,
said Casey.
Right what?
The umpire said. She signaled to the pitcher. Once more the spheroid flew.
I think I'll just ignore it.
And the umpire said,
right to.
Now, something different than we read about in the poem. Casey thought of Mom and Dad and time she spent at home. She relaxed, she smiled, her confidence, it grew, and above the roar of the crowd, she heard her dad shout,
follow through!
Somewhere, men are laughing and children having fun. And tonight, there's joy in Mudville, for Mighty Casey hit a home run.
Family, isn't it about time? From the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Many of you have heard me talk about my vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is all this vigor stuff about? Well, vigor is defined as zest for life, your strength in body and mind, your energy levels. It's kind of all wrapped into a term called vigor. Would you like to improve your vigor score? Well, you got to first take the free test. Get a hold of Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com or call Kurt Cosby at 801-669-2211. I took the test, got a 13 out of 32. Horrible, huh? But I worked on it with Kurt with some natural help and healing, and before you know it, now I've got an astounding 29 out of 32 on the vigor score. Can you tell by the way I talk? Oh, yes, my zest for life has never been better. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. That's 801-669-2211. And take your free vigor test today, and you can learn where you stand. And then you can work on improving it and take the test again. And, oh, compare the results. You will be delighted. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com or 801-669-2211 for your free vigor score test today.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, so let me put this in plain English. I think the deep state's taking hold here, folks, and I warned you about this from the beginning that Donald's part of the deep state. A lot of people believe he's a good guy and he's innocent. He just doesn't understand the conspiracies in government. But I believe Donald may be a little bit smarter than you think he is, and he may be playing us all for suckers. Here's the bottom line. You got Comey and Trump pitted against each other for an epic showdown. Now, it may be reality TV and nothing will come of it, but here's the bottom line. Comey said, look, I took what Donald said about dismissing these things for Flynn as an order. But I chose to go to my FBI team, and we decided to ignore the order and not tell the Justice Department. Now, here's the problem with all that. You can only draw two conclusions, writes Breitbart and Liberty News Daily about this. And the two conclusions that you can draw from this are this. Either Mr. Comey is lying about his interpretation of the president's statements as, quote, being an order, and he's using that interpretation to trap the president into a Department of Justice violation. And in other words, in an obstruction of justice charge. Or if Mr. Comey did understand this to be an order, then he's saying that he's got somehow supremacy to circumvent the rest of the FBI and the Justice Department. In other words, either Donald can't force an order like this, or it's obstruction of justice, right? Either Donald's committed an obstruction of justice or Comey's committed an obstruction of justice, or somehow he's above and the FBI and the Department of Justice and everybody else. Either Comey can do whatever he wants to as a rock star, or Donald can. So I don't know if Comey miscalculated here or he set a trap for the president, but here's the deal. Comey was getting really rejected by the Democrats back when it was investigate Hillary time. But Comey literally let Hillary off the hook. And now the trap is set for the Donald. So the question becomes, who's behind who and who has more power? Does it really come down to Bill and Hillary taking on Donald? Or is Donald taking on Bill? Or is it reality TV and nobody's going to go to jail? Nobody's going to literally be accused of an obstruction of justice charge. What's going to happen here? But the bottom line is the deep state asserts itself. They've set a trap. And now they're really going to start to crank up the investigation on different terms. Now, Donald, being very foolish, in my opinion, said, hey, I'll testify against Comey. Why would Donald do that? All that, the risk is too great for the Donald. And I don't know if Donald understands the court systems or whatever, but he's opening himself up to too many ways of attack or to get taken down over this. Now, I don't know if this is the intentional takedown of the Donald, because then Hillary can be president. You'd say, how will that be, Sam? Wouldn't Mike be president? Well, maybe. But you get some strange brew going on here, and I'm not sure where the deep state wants to go with this. What I think they want to do is paralyze Donald's agenda, dog Donald and Mike Pence, to the point where they really can't get anything done, and then mock them, and then have the Democrats come back and take control 2018-2020 forward. I could be wrong, but I'm telling you, this is a very strange trap. Comey really took a chance here, because Comey could go to jail over this. Does he have the right to just ignore an order from the president? Well, that's if it's an order. Does Donald have the authority and right to give an order like that? Of course not. Both of them are obstruction of justice charges. All right, Kurt, what do you think of this epic trap being set here for the Donald?
Let's see, Sam. You know, so what you're saying is that there are people in our government, either inside that we know of, you know, like Comey, or people maybe behind the scenes that, well, they kind of want to manipulate things and they want to make things the way they have them. In other words, they're unelected and yet they control situation in many, many ways. While you were talking and we were talking about this, I looked up deep state, you know, on Google, and you get noun, a body of people, typically influential members of government agencies or the military, believed to be involved in the secret manipulation or control of government policy. Man, it sounds conspiratorial, doesn't it, Sam?
Yes. But Comey said that he met with his FBI senior leadership and he decided not to comply with the order and not to tell anyone at the Department of Justice. Now, how do you just do that? If it's an order from Donald, how do you just do that, Mr. Comey? But if it wasn't an order like Donald's asserting, in other words, somebody's lying here. It was either an order or it wasn't. But they're trapping Donald with this. Okay? So he's trying to trap the president in an obstruction of justice charge, Kurt. Or if Mr. Comey did understand this to be an order, then he's saying, so, you know, I don't know what it is. If it's not an order, then, well, he lied. But if it is an order, then both of them are in trouble. Donald has no right to give orders like that, does he? See, where's the checks and balances in this system, Kurt? But if it was not an order, and it's going to be pretty hard to prove that it was an order, then Mr. Comey, well, if it wasn't an order, then what? How do you have this both ways? And there's a no-win situation out of this, Kurt. What do you think?
You know, when I look at this whole thing, it part of me, of course, you know, like usual, part of me does the whole looking for going after Moby Dick in a rowboat and taking the tartar sauce with me idea. In other words, finding something good out of it. And that would be the fact that, you know, at least as far as I know, neither one of these sides have been shot or, you know, assassinated, you know, that kind of thing, like many times happens in other countries. Okay, as far as I know, I mean, we've only got really, what, Seth Rich, the only dead guy that I know about in the whole deal. And, of course, this is all intended, in my opinion, to take our, thinking away from that, you know, take us away from any of that Seth Rich stuff. But, on, you know, so in other words, that's good, at least not a bunch of dead people, you know, showing up. And people are certainly disagreeing. But you've got those people who, they're pretty powerful. They're, you know, some would say many, much more powerful than the president. And that is the people that we've told people about forever, the power of the media. And the,
I think you're right about that.
Media continues to either, you know, pick and choose losers, you know, to control the narrative. Because right now, I mean, imagine if they were really on the whole Seth Rich thing, Sam.
I know
they
it.
Could literally put this whole deal behind them, but they want to keep that out there. At least I'm not seeing a bunch of stuff on at least the Russia thing.
Well, maybe.
Because I, yeah.
In other words, it might be on the back burner right this second, only to rear its ugly head in some other tie. In other words, they've lost the Russia debate this second, Kurt. But if they come back and tie something to something else, before you know it, it might be back center stage again. And here's what my take is on this. I'm not here to pick anyone's side in this fiasco, reality TV, saga, he said, she said, battle of whatever. Okay? Here's what my belief is. We need to have absolute, complete transparency and accountability. All right? So let's just talk about one person, one issue at a time. Because that's the only way we can break this down and make sense out of it, Kurt. So let's talk about the person in James Comey. Okay? We know that he covered for Hillary. And we know that he's now fired. And we know that he's attacking the Donald. Now, a lot of people at the Judicial Watch and other places are saying that Comey is a dirty cop. This is critical to understand. Okay? Is he a dirty cop? If he is, he's playing games here. No matter what, does he have the right to shut down this by himself and not bring details to the Justice Department? So I think what we need to do is we need to bring up charges on single issues or accusations and vet each one of them independently and ignore the complicated web of intentional, I'm going to say it again, intentional confusion. Let's talk about it.
Exposing corruption, informing citizens, pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
With Liberty News this hour, I'm Dennis Daly. Democrats setting a fundraising record in Georgia's 6th congressional district. John Ossoff raised more than $15 million in just 2 months. Overall, he's raised about $23 million. Most of it is from outside the district, 1 in 20 donations coming from within the state. It's become the most expensive House race in history. National Democrats focused on the race after President Trump won the district by only 2 percentage points. Democrats are hoping to win in Georgia's 6th as an early indicator of a Democratic wave in 2018. This is becoming a much-watched race. Conservatives lost their outright majority in the British Parliament. They may fall 4 seats short. The Labour Party increased its representation and may have 261 seats. When no party wins an outright majority, well, they can't do business. Some are calling it the sale of the century, the late David Rockefeller's art collection, auctioned off by Christie's. The collection is estimated to consist of 2,000 items. The auction could raise about $500 million for charity. You're listening to LibertyNewsDaily.com.
We the people do hereby request the immediate assistance of President Trump, Congress, media outlets, and freedom organizations to defend all innocent Americans. There is no liberty with innocence in prison. Please sign our petition, thefreedomcoalition.com. Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. If you want a win-win opportunity for patriots, we present a solution. GiveMeLibertyFund.com.
With Liberty News, I'm Dennis Daly.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
So what I'm saying is this is a showdown between Comey and the Donald. And I don't know exactly where this goes, but here's what I know. The only way to get to the bottom of this is create transparency and accountability. And the only way you do that is you take on each person and each issue one at a time. So let's say this. Did Donald give an order to Comey? And I don't think you're going to get the answer by having a parade of theatrical TV presentations before some intelligence committee over the Senate. You're going to have a third-party independent investigation to really dig into this. But if Donald gave an order like that to Comey that, hey, shut down this or that investigation, that's a serious problem. But at the same time, if Comey literally leaked information intentionally, if Comey literally dismissed facts about Hillary and her involvement of things, if Comey did literally lie saying it was an order when he knows full well that it wasn't, and then he chose to ignore that, not give intelligence to the Justice Department, etc., at some point you get this problem of all kinds of issues. And right now they've got it so convoluted that you don't know who to blame, who to look at. You don't know what the truth is. And it's so complicated, the deep state or the conspiracy, that you go, I'm going to throw up my hands and let this go. Because it's just too complicated and I don't know. But folks, we need to let the justice or the wheels of justice grind ever so fine. We need to take on each issue one at a time. And they are no doubt setting a trap for Donald. They're attacking him on all sides. Donald, you spent money. I'm sorry. You are getting money from all your businesses while you're in government. And they're trying to now file lawsuits against the Donald for this. Remember, that was the whole issue with Clinton. Clinton had her foundation and she was collecting money from foreign governments. But that got all swept under the rug and, well, doesn't matter. She, you know, didn't mean any harm there and whatever. But now they're accusing Donald of doing literally the same kind of thing. One was a nonprofit in the case of Hillary. The other one are business making ventures by the Donald. But the principles are pretty much the same. So what's good for the Democrats is not good for the Republicans, right? And what you got to do is take these issues on one at a time. And I'll tell you how you do that. The way you do that is you come back and you say, look, the FBI is not even constitutional, Kurt. So first off, you shut that down. Okay, forget about Comey, fire that guy. But now what you don't do is put another FBI director there. that's going to investigate more and look at the Donald. At some point, you say, are there different ways to investigate this? Who should be investigating this? How should this be looked at? And I'm telling you that you start by using the supreme law of the land, and you start by the checks and balances here. And you know what? You can't really, unless you go for an impeachment, you can't really file criminal charges against Donald, even if you want to. I don't think these lawsuits are going to go anywhere. Can you sue a sitting president? I don't think so. Can Congress have power to impeach him for high crimes and misdemeanors? Yes. Is this really backing into an impeachment plan to impeach the Donald? Maybe. Will it get anywhere? Probably not. Unless we get more and more and more pay dirt. I bring this up because it's so convoluted, folks, but there's always a way to understand the solutions. Transparency is key. Accountability is key. Using the supreme law of the land to break this down. The last thing you need is unconstitutional agencies investigating people or calling the shots. Look, some guy named James Comey, hired by the FBI, an unconstitutional agency, determining what gets to the Justice Department and determining whether he's going to comply with Donald or ignore Donald or saying what Donald said. Where's the Congress / courts / executive branch? How do they fit into the mix? Well, this FBI seems to be circumventing one or the other at this point. So the criminal FBI has got to go, first of all. Thank heavens Comey's gone, but they've just replaced him with another inside beltway stooge. It's not going to get any better until you start obeying the Constitution and the checks and balances therein. It's not going to get any better until you create true accountability. Right? All right. Well, the conspiracy gets even larger. Kurt? Patrick J. Buchanan writes an article that brings out some of these details. Kurt?
Well, yeah, and I like his questioning. I like his, you know, the way he looks at things. You know, Pat basically, he calls it the impeach Trump conspiracy. And, you know, I have a real hard time arguing at all against that. He says, pressed by Megyn Kelly on his ties to President Trump, an exasperated Vladimir Putin blurted out, "We had no relationship at all. I never met him. Have you all lost your senses over there?"
And then Patrick J. Buchanan writes, "Yes, sir. Yes, Vladimir, we have."
That's right. That's right. And, you know, what you've really got is, at least as far as I can really see, you know, a lot of times we get concerned about, what is it called, gridlock in Washington, D.C., or gridlock at the highest levels. And you pretty much have that. Some of us are grateful for gridlock because it slows down dangerousness of our government, but on the other hand, most of us would prefer to have, well, the Constitution followed, and if somebody's a liar, it be exposed, and if somebody's a cheater or a thief or a criminal, that be exposed. But the problem is, at least as far as I can see, those. For example, you know, this whole idea of not lying, which is part of the Ten Commandments, it has pervaded our, I think that's the right word, invaded, you know, it's just all over in our society. And you can't really tell almost who's lying and who's not. I mean, the old phrase where they say if their lips are moving, you know. But anyway, Patrick J. Buchanan, one of the greatest political minds of our time, I believe.
Yes, he breaks down exactly what his conclusions are from this, Kurt, and I agree completely.
Yeah, he says, consider the questions that have convulsed this city since the Trump triumph and raised talk of impeachment. Did Trump collude with Russians to hack the DNC emails and move the goods to WikiLeaks, thus revealing the state secret that DNC chair Debbie Wasserman Schultz was putting the screws to poor Bernie Sanders? see, that's the thing they don't really want to talk about. I mean, that along with the Seth Rich thing, they don't really want to say that, hey, this was an inside job. And
you're right. And we'll get into the Seth Rich thing in just a second, because we're going to have to talk about this for more than 1 hour. We don't have enough time. This is so complex, Kurt. But keep going with Patrick's
and
questions.
And he goes on,
right.
He says, if not, Trump himself, did campaign aides collude with the KGB?
In other words, so they're saying, hey, Donald did it. Now that they've failed at saying Donald did it, now they're going, but the aides did. And now let's talk about the aides here.
That's a great point. And now he continues. He says, given that our NSA and CIA seemingly intercept everything Russians say to Americans, why is our fabled FBI, having investigated for a year, unable to give us a definitive yes or no?
Because they don't want a definitive. They love this theater, keeping the people distracted from the real deal. Now, also, I say the FBI, the CIA, and what was the other? NSA? They're all unconstitutional. Kurt, every one of them.
Yep.
And until you get rid of these unconstitutional agencies, you'll never have transparency. You'll never have accountability. Trust you me. Go ahead, sir.
Well, and one other point about that, at least in my opinion, Sam, is simply because you have such a massive thing that with money flowing to so many places, I mean, you can't even tell what's up. And that's the only real solution, is you got to stop flowing that money to all these places where you go, what are we doing with our cash? Anyway, Patrick J. Buchanan continues, the snail's pace of the FBI investigation explains Trump's frustration. What explains the FBI's, now I'm going to have to look this up, torpor, T-O-R-P-O-R. If J. Edgar Hoover had moved at this pace, John Dillinger would have died of old age. I think that's kind of funny, you know, but
yeah,
it's
very,
very
humor,
true. It's very, very true. Then he continues, we hear daily on cable TV of the Trump-Russia scandal, yet no one has been charged with collusion, and every intelligence official, past or present, who has spoken out has echoed ex-acting CIA director Mike Morrell.
Now, this literally points to the mainstream press's involvement in cover-up and manipulation on this. It's almost like a magician media, right? The reality is there's been no pay dirt on this at all they can point to. They're caught with their hand in the cookie jar.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today. promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
So we're talking about this incredible article written by Patrick J. Buchanan to help break down this battle between Comey and the Donald and the deep state and the Republicans and the Democrats and Hillary and Bill Clinton and the Russians. See, the more they drag into the, and the Seth Rich case, the more they drag into this, the more complicated it becomes. But if Trump is brought down on the basis of what Putin correctly labels as nonsense, then you know what? Washington, D.C. will have literally executed a, quote, nonviolent coup against a constitutionally elected president. Wow. So let's break into these. Let's finish this questioning here that Patrick Buchanan lays out. But that's where we're going with this, Kurt. That it, you know what? What's going to happen here? Is this a ultimate takedown? Does Hillary and Bill win after all? Who's behind who here? Are Donald and Bill and Hillary really friends? Is Brock behind some of this? Who's who and who has the real power in Washington? And that's why it's called the deep state story here, because it's so convoluted. The only way to solve it is to get government agencies that are unconstitutional out of the mix and then let the checks and balances between the three branches on the federal level and let the checks and balances between the states and the federal government work properly with transparency and accountability. But as long as you have these unconstitutional agencies in the middle like this, I don't think you'll ever, ever get to the bottom of it. But the questions from Patrick are important. Go ahead, Kurt.
Very good, Sam. Yeah, Patrick J. Buchanan in his piece at world.daily.com or WND.com says, on the question of the Trump campaign conspiring with the Russians here, there is smoke, but there is no fire at all. There's no little campfire, and there's no little candle, there's no spark. Where are the criminals? Where is the crime? As for the meetings between General Mike Flynn, Jared Kushner, Senator Jeff Sessions, and Russian Ambassador Sergei Kislyak, it appears that Trump wanted a back channel to Putin so he could honor his commitment to seek better relations with Russia. Given the Russophobia rampant here, that makes sense. And while it appears amateurish that Flynn would use Russian channels of communication, what is criminal about this? Putin is not Stalin. Soviet divisions are not sitting on the Elbe. I think the Elbe was like a river or something, where they used to be anyway, you know, way out in the old days. The Cold War is over, and many presidents have used back channels. Woodrow Wilson sent Colonel Edward House, a great American, I might add, to talk to the Kaiser and the Brits. FDR ran messages to Churchill through Harry Hopkins. As for Trump asking Director James Comey to cut some slack for Flynn, it is understandable in human terms. Flynn had been a loyal aide and friend, and Trump had to feel rotten about having to fire the man. So what's really going on here? All the synthetic shock over what Kushner or Sessions said to Kislyak aside, this city's hatred for President Trump and its fanatic determination to bring him down in disgrace predates his presidency. I think that's the key thing here.
Unless Donald is part of the deep state, and that's the fact don't know, folks. Everybody says that he's not, and assuming he's not, Patrick's right. But I submit to you that my conspiracy censors, or whatever you want to say, says I wouldn't even take that for granted. But anyway, assume he's right for this second, Kurt. Go ahead.
Yeah, and he continues. He says, for Trump ran in 2016 not simply as the Republican alternative. He presented his campaign as a rejection, a repudiation of the failed elites, political and media, both parties. Americans voted in 2016 not just for a change in leaders, but for a revolution to overthrow a ruling regime. Thus, this city has never reconciled itself to Trump's victory, and the president daily rubs their noses in their defeat with his tweets. Seeking a rationale for its rejection, Patrick J. Buchanan continues in his piece, says, this city has seized upon that old standby. We didn't lose. The election was stolen in a vast conspiracy, an act of war against America, an assault upon our democracy, criminal collusion between the Kremlin and the Trumpites. Hence, Trump is an illegitimate president, and it is the duty of brave citizens of both parties to work
honest
to remove
Americans, hardworking patriots, right?
The usurper. Yep, that's the way they do it. Anyway, then he goes on, the city seized upon a similar argument in 1968 when Richard Nixon won because it was said he had colluded to have South Vietnam's president abort Lyndon Johnson's new plan to bring peace to Southeast Asia in the final hours of that election. Then as now, the T word, treason, was trotted out. Treason was trotted. Attempts to overturn elections where elites are repudiated are not uncommon in U.S. history. Both Nixon and Reagan, after 49 state landslides, were faced with attempts to overturn the election results. Mm-hmm. And it shows you the power of those boys behind the scene. The kingmen is what I call them.
Well, the kingmen in bed with the media, though, because if the media doesn't take up the narrative,
it
won't go anywhere.
I include the media.
I agree. I just want to make that clear.
Yeah, good point. And then he continues. He says, with Nixon in Watergate, the elites succeeded. With Reagan in Iran-Contra, they almost succeeded in destroying that great president as he was ending the Cold War in a bloodless victory for the West. After Lincoln's assassination, President Andrew Johnson sought to prevent... Is it Andrew Johnson? Andrew Jackson? Anyway, sought to prevent radical Republicans from imposing a ruthless reconstruction on a defeated and devastated South. The radicals enacted the Tenure of Office Act, stripping Johnson of his authority to remove any member of the cabinet without Senate permission. Johnson defied the radicals and fired their agent in the cabinet, Secretary of War Edwin Stanton. Last two paragraphs from Patrick J. Buchanan.
By the way, it was Tennessee. Johnson. I looked it up.
Oh, okay, good. Thank you.
Buchanan's correct.
All right, good. The radicals enacted the Tennessee Johnson was impeached and missed conviction by one vote. Sounds like Bill Clinton. John F. Kennedy, in his 1956 book called The Senator Who Had Voted to Save Johnson, A Profile in Courage. Final paragraph. If Trump is brought down on the basis of what Putin correctly labels nonsense, this city will have executed a nonviolent coup against a constitutionally elected president. Such an act would drop us into the company of those third world nations where such means are the customary ways that corrupt elites retain their hold on power. Oh, boy.
Okay.
Good stuff.
So it's very interesting. The impeach Trump conspiracy, Patrick J. Buchanan. Okay. By the way, if they get their way, Kurt, of having Trump brought down on the basis of what Vladimir Putin correctly labels nonsense, this city will have committed a nonviolent coup against a duly elected president. Such an act would drop us into the company of those third world nations where such means, meaning intrigue and political insider, you know, would drop us into the company of such third world nations where those means are the customary ways elites retain their hold on power. Patrick's right about that. However, the question is Donald part of this or is Donald a good guy? And what I don't know is this. How we can get good guys, good people around the Donald that understand the conspiracy, understand some of these ties. All right? So there's two things to note here. Number one, Sean Hannity continues to hype the Seth Rich. He calls it theory and invites Julian Assange to host a show. Sean has been desperately trying to avoid the, quote, conspiracy theorist label while getting this done. Now, there's a lot here. And we're going to have to dig into the Seth Rich piece of this in the second hour, Kurt. But suffice it to say for now, they're even trying to mix Sean Hannity and take down some of the conservative talk show hosts. Now, I'm not really friends with some of these guys because at some point you wonder if they're part of the deep state. But you got Sean Hannity now being taken down. You had Bill O'Reilly already taken down. More and more and more conservatives are. Alex Jones is starting to have trouble. More and more takedown of the wrong media is happening. In other words, we ought to be taking down the mainstream press. But what's happening under Donald's watch, Kurt, is the good guys to some degree are being taken down. Now, I'm not telling you Sean Hannity's perfect, but he did back the Donald pretty good. So everything Donald related, Alex Jones backed Donald pretty well. And anybody that's backing the Donald somehow is mixed up in this epic intentional derail or takedown of the Donald. Right?
Sure looks like that.
But unless Donald's going to come back and dig into the Seth Rich murder in serious style, I don't know that we'll ever pull the strings that'll get to the bottom of this, Kurt. And if we don't pull the strings and get to the bottom of it, I submit to you that Donald may just be taken down over this. Believe it or not.
Well, in some ways, you could argue that he's being taken down simply because what the people voted for were his things on his agenda.
That's right.
And they're not able to be done simply because of all this other stuff. So then what's the difference?
Well, later the American people will say he didn't keep his promises, he didn't get done what he promised, and therefore the people might be stupid enough to fall for that lie as they, you know, mire the president down in quicksand, and then they'll basically, you know, pitch the idea that Donald didn't keep his promises and the people might be stupid enough not to elect him again. Let's talk about this, and we'll back into the Seth Rich murder discussion, because I believe that's the real string, that once you pull that string, pretty soon you'll have transparency. Liberty Roundtable Live, ladies and gentlemen. That isn't the only key. You got to use the Constitution and the real checks and balances, and you got to get unconstitutional behind-the-scenes provocateur agents out of the mix. But we'll talk about it. Second hour coming up in seconds. This nation shall endure.